Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Andrea, with a reminder that the titles we mention on this podcast are listed on our website at claremontlibrary.org.
Hey, Andrea, is anything making you happy today?
Of course.
Yes, what?
My favorite coffee shop has two new seasonal flavors, and they are delicious. I have tried them both.
Both?
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. You know, I just started drinking coffee, and so far I'm sticking with lattes. I'm not brave enough to venture out into the world of add-ins and syrups and whipped cream.
It can get dangerous if you shouldn't have a lot of sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
As I shouldn't, but I go ahead and do it because those flavors are just, that's all they are, little sugar bombs. But it's what makes me happy.
Hey, I say go with it if it makes you happy.
What about you?
Well, I'm going to totally turn this to the dark side. The Alienist is running on TV.
Yes.
So it's an adaptation of Caleb Carr's book. I think so far, my husband and I have watched two episodes. So, murder mystery, serial killer, historical, a little bit gritty.
Hits a lot of genres there.
It does. It does.
So, something for everyone.
Everybody. Unless you're super faint-hearted, in which case, probably give it, have a cup of coffee instead. So, anyway, that's what's making me happy. So, let's kick it to the episode.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Andrea.
Do you want to go see the latest 50 Shades of Grey movie? It's coming out in theaters soon.
I thought we were friends. I cannot. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Would you rather talk about romance books?
Yeah, you know what? That's a much more comfortable place for me to be in.
All right, let's do it.
So, to get this off to a rousing start, I've got a young adult book called When Dimple Met Rishi, and it's by Sandhya Menon. And I read a description that said this is Eleanor and Park meet Bollywood, which sounded super cute to me. It's about two Indian-American teenagers whose parents conspire to arrange their marriage. So we have the girl, Dimple Shah, who is more than ready for a break from her family because her mom is constantly trying to find the perfect Indian husband for her. And Dimple isn't ready to have a husband. She just graduated high school.
Oh.
Right. So she's super excited that her parents are going to allow her to attend a summer program for aspiring web developers.
Oh.
So that's what she's focused on, right? Going to be a career girl.
Our kind of lady.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the boy, Rishi Patel, is a hopeless romantic. So when his parents tell him that his future wife will be attending the same summer program that he's going to, and he's going to get the chance to woo her, he's absolutely on board. Which I think is kind of a nice little play with the gender roles, right? Girls not interested, boys all about it.
All into her.
So, Rishi wants to be in an arranged marriage, and he believes... I know, crazy, right? And he believes in the power of tradition, stability, and being part of something much bigger than himself. So, you've got this little kind of, you know, Indian tradition, American girl who, you know, Indian family, but still wants to do this career thing, technology.
Sure.
So, super sweet.
And it's cool, the field that she's interested in light of all the STEM talk that we are hearing these days, that, you know, women or woman developer. I also want to point out this book has a really cute cover.
It
looks like a picture you'd see on Instagram. So for the people that love their coffee and fashion,
would gravitate
to that cover.
Yeah, it's super cute. We need to do an episode one time about, I know people can't see it while we're talking about it, but we could put a page up with all the covers.
Our favorite covers.
Yes. Want them to go look at those.
Cool.
All right. So
what else do you have? You want to share yours?
Sure, I'll share mine. The next one is a book that isn't out yet. I looked today in the catalog and you can place a request for it, but I noticed we haven't got copies yet. It's called,
coming soon.
Yes.
We have it.
It is. It's been ordered. Just not here yet. It's called The Wedding Date by Jasmine Guillory. And it sounds like a super cute debut novel with a totally madcap premise. This woman and man get stuck together in an elevator during a power outage. And the guy, Drew, asks her to be his plus one. He's going to his ex's wedding and doesn't have a plus one. And so, you know, opportunity presents itself, as it does when you're stuck with a stranger in an elevator.
Right.
And he says, come be my date. And she, who is not usually the type of person to do madcap crazy things, says, you're on. They go. They have a great time. But now what? Because he's back to L.A. being, I think, a pediatric surgeon.
Oh, wow.
She is in, they're clearly overachievers, Berkeley, where she is the mayor's chief of staff.
Oh.
Right. So you have two people who live far apart, but who think maybe they have a thing for the other person. So how do you make it work?
This sounds like a romantic comedy. When people say they don't like romance books, you have to remind them, like, you will like romantic comedy movies.
Thing. Yeah.
But
what?
So yeah. That book, yeah, that really sounds like the premise of a movie.
I thought, well, I will not be surprised if
it gets optioned.
I expect it to get optioned. Well, because it just sounds so goofy, madcap. You know there's a happily ever after in there somewhere.
Did you already, what's it called when you pick the actors for the parts?
Oh, I have not. I did not imagine. Maybe once I read their descriptions, once I get the book in my hands.
Okay. I don't know if you had someone in mind reading the description.
No, but I do think that it sounds super adaptable.
Right.
So.
Well, since so many movies, as we started up with, are based on books, even books like Absolutely. 50 Shades of Grey, a trilogy, and became three movies.
I was going to say, isn't there a new one? There is a new one, right?
Yeah.
Which, of course, will be a new movie.
Oh, a new... I don't know that there's a new... Oh, maybe there's a new 50 Shades of Grey book.
I thought there was a new 50 Shades
of Grey. Oh, they've done, like, all those, like, this is Christian's point of view. This is those other... Yeah, I don't think she's done with trying to make something out of it.
Wait, I think there's still some cash I can reap out of this. I shouldn't be mean. You know what? If I could get millions for writing books like those, I'm sure that I would take the opportunity. Okay, so the next one is kind of a racy one, and I actually discovered it, of all places, on NPR's Best of 2017 list.
Huh.
You did not know that NPR recommended romances, but they do.
Well, they're progressive.
That's right. There you go. So it's called Hate to Want You by Alicia Ray. Every year for the past decade, Livy Kane and Nicholas Chandler have spent one night of crazy passion together. Until this year, when she didn't make their rendezvous.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Nicholas just learned that Livy's moved back into town and he can't stop himself from visiting her. So he actually goes to the tattoo parlor where she's working now and hangs out into the parking lot until he gets a text from her to tell him to quit being a creeper. And he decides to go in.
And she's the rendezvous girl.
She's the rendezvous girl. So the backstory is that their grandfathers started a business together, and through family tragedies and a falling out, it led to Nicholas's family taking control of the business and Livy's family getting nothing.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's like their Nicholas and Livy's older brother used to be best friends, and they had a falling out, and Livy and Nicholas kind of dated in high school, and of course that all fell apart. So you get two star-crossed lovers from feuding families, and they know they can't and shouldn't be together, but they feel that being apart is impossible. So I like that while well-traveled romantic trope, right, about the two people who shouldn't be together. But Alicia Ray went a little deeper into this because you get to see the dysfunction of Nicholas's family and how that has an impact on his behavior.
Oh, okay.
Because he's got like a crazy temperamental dad who like screams and is an emotionally abusive jerk. Mm. And so Nicholas ends up being kind of a super held in close, almost repressed kind of person. And you get to see Livy's struggles with depression, which they actually address. So, I mean, it does have, you know, the romance, the sexy times, all that kind of stuff, but it actually, Alicia Ray does a nice job of making them seem a little more three-dimensionally people.
Oh, cool.
So, I enjoyed that part. So what about you? Do you have the romance titles to recommend?
Well, I thought I would wrap it up by giving some 50 Shades of Grey Rita-likes in the vein of,
all right,
you are reading these because you like the trilogy, you're hooked, you want something else, what do we have? And you have Maya Bank, who has the Breathless trilogy, which begins with Rush, and then there's Fever and Burn. So, easy right. words to remember. The covers,
yes.
Like the 50 Shades of Grey, they had that certain look with one picture on the front.
Right.
these have one word, one picture. And the novels tell the story of Gabe, Jace, and Ash, who are best friends and all business partners. And the men, they dominate in the boardroom and the bedroom.
Woo!
Yeah. So each novel in the trilogy explores their relationship as romance, they discover women, and they, you know, fall in love. Because it's not just like a racy book where they're dominating the woman.
It's nice that they have a relationship.
Right.
Hey, right. Wait, are there any inner goddesses in those books?
I don't know, boy.
Maybe you have to provide your own.
Yeah, no? You might. If you need... I don't know. I think E.L. James should probably copyright the inner goddess that she used so many times in her books.
She should.
And then the other... And this kind of goes in the same... like the same formula for these books are the Sylvia Day books, the Crossfire series, where there's a cover image, and all the books in that series have that same kind of look to it.
Right.
And it's a trilogy, and it's...
Didn't she start off writing fan fiction, too, or was, like, the first Crossfire book self-published or something?
I thought there were parallels
with her and E.L. James.
Yeah. So, see... There is money in romance.
Apparently.
And, I mean, that seemed to be the theme. If you were going to write a story, you weren't just going to write a one-off book. You were going to make it into a trilogy.
Oh, right.
For sure. Now, who knows if these other two are like, where's my movie deal? Or whatever.
I would be with you.
Yeah, yeah. Like. But then Sylvia Day also has, and let me look at my notes here, she has another, she has the... Eve of Darkness, Eve of Destruction, and Eve of Chaos. So,
hey, those don't sound like sexy times books.
No, I think it's like the... I didn't read them, I'll be honest, but it's more... It has like a biblical Cain and Abel kind of...
Really?
Sinners and saints kind of...
Wow.
Different.
That seems like a very different approach.
Yeah, so...
I have no idea.
So if you, you know, not that... Probably at this point, people who have read... 50 Shades of Grey, and that they've read these other ones, but if you haven't and you want to jump in and then you get hooked and
they know where else to go.
Right, and you hit Snowmageddon and you need more books.
Oh, right, because I bet you can download those.
Right.
Mine are like, e-books, so you can download it. You don't have to leave the house.
Which is...
That's good sometimes.
Yeah, great.
The house.
All right, that's all I've got.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget that, like a good book, you can recommend our podcast to a friend. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, as well as rate and review this podcast. If you want to talk to us, tweet us at Claremont Library or leave us a comment on Facebook. We're Claremont County Public Library. And until next time, read on, reader.